menu, scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today, an issue that I believe should be on the hearts and the minds of every Christian, every conservative, every church, and every pastor that's under the sound of my voice even now. You may disagree. I'd love to hear from you if you do. We are convinced, based on the study of the Word of God, that Halloween is a bizarre, unholy, ungodly celebration that Christians ought not to participate in. I'm looking at one writer that says, it is not something to be taken lightly. For some, it means having an alternative harvest party. For others, it is staying away from the ghost, the witches, and the goblins, etc., and wearing innocuous costumes, little princesses, clowns, cowboys, superheroes, and some choose not to do anything, electing to lock themselves in the houses with the lights off. And then it goes on to give the scripture after scripture after scripture of how we should live our lives as Christians. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Bible says don't, and as Christians we do, it's called compromise. Compromise. And it is very, very clear biblically that for the Christian that we ought not to compromise. We ought not to contaminate our witness by compromising. We ought not to conflict our lives with what the Word of God says and what the world says. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over the question. A comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I agree with you. But I have a question for you that people do every day. When a person sneezes and we say, God bless you, is that not pagan?
I've never even considered that. It's just the recognition that you're honoring God and saying a word to them of encouragement, as I've always seen it. It could be considered pagan. Ken, what say you?
Well, I understand, and having had triple bypass and heart disease, what happens during a sneeze, as I've understood it, is your heart stops. And as a result of your heart stopping, that's a dangerous condition that you would then respond to the person saying, God bless you. You know, I hope that you're okay. I hope that your heart restarts
and again.
And that you're a healthy person. So that's kind of my view of it and my experience with that particular topic.
Absolutely. Terry, one of the things that we see happening in the world today, and it's good for you to ask a question like that, because what we see today, our Christian life, our Christian walk, has become so contaminated and entangled with the woke progressive society in which we're living in. Many times, it's hard to say what is biblical and what is not biblical when you see so many Christians participating in the world. This is the reason I'm so passionate about saying for Christians and for the celebration of Halloween is to say no, 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 not in any fashion will I participate in that. But Terry, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. And God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And the question today, the issue today, should Christians participate in any form, any style, any part of Halloween? I've written a little tract that's been published now since 1996. It is on the front of it. It says, Boo or Bogus? And it talks about Halloween. It gives the origin of Halloween and what it means and what it stands for and what others do not understand about it. Its origin, and I've just simply outlined it for talking points for the broadcast today. So what is Halloween? Where and when did it originate, and just who does it honor? And Brother Ken, that's what you were talking about earlier. It's honoring witches, goblins, as the world calls it. It's worshiping the unholy, the unrighteous, and not the spiritual aspects of what we find in the Scripture. Halloween goes back to the ancient Celtics, the festival of the shaman, a day when pagans believed the dead returned to visit the living. Now, Ken, if I didn't have any other evidence than that, it would still mean something to me that Christians ought not to participate whatsoever. If it goes back to the fact the origin of Halloween goes back to the ancient Celtic festival of the shaman, a day when pagans believed the dead returned to visit the living. The celebration involved divination, offering to the spirit beings, occult rituals, etc., etc., all of which the Bible condemns totally. I believe we have David on the line. David, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, hey. So my family and I don't celebrate Halloween, but I view it as an opportunity because a lot of places give away candy, stuff like that. So our family, we take little craft bags from Walmart or, you know, somewhere else. We'll put a tract in there, and we'll put two or three pieces of candy, so every single person that comes to our house gets the gospel in their hands.
David, it's a good question. Ken, what say you?
I think that's an interesting take on it. And you brought up the word worship, and I think that there's a misunderstanding in society about what worship is. Mm-hmm. And the violation of biblical worship has consequences of an issue and a sin that God calls idolatry. So participating in any way with that observation of that pagan holiday, I think that we have to be very careful about participating in that in any way.
Yes,
in any way.
I would agree with that, David. In fact, let me just see if I can boil it down. And I just use me as an example. You don't have to be me. I have my porch lights off. I do not listen to or pay attention to the doorbell because, to me, if I'm passing out any, and many people, as you, it's an opportunity to get a gospel tract out. Understand that. You can stand on the street corner and get a gospel tract out. You can stand out in front of a liquor store and get a gospel tract out, and it doesn't mean that you're participating in what's sold inside that store. But if it is where you're recognizing it, when someone comes under the guise of, quote, trick or treat, it is a participation in that unholy celebration called Halloween. And the purpose for that was when the day of the dead were to come back to visit their families, it would be either have something for them to eat or there would be a trick played on you. It's trick or treat. You're celebrating in that aspect of it. So I personally would say no. That would be left up to you and your Christian witness. The approach that I take is if we compromise a little, how much, how far, how long, then will it step over the line truly in compromise? Ken, what do you say?
Another principle that the Apostle Paul laid out responding to the Corinthians on some of their questions were, he said we have to be very careful about our testimony and what might be viewed by a non-believer or someone that's young or weak in the faith.
Yes.
And who knows what family might have been under the hearing of the gospel, and they might have heard this broadcast today that Halloween is wrong, and they may know that this family is a Christian. Well, this must be all right then.
It goes back to the testimony. It goes back to the contamination of the witness. And one of the things, David, and I'll say this and let you go, in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, the 11th verse, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Now, that's pretty clear. Just in that one little verse, have no fellowship, that is no commonality, nothing to do with, but conversely to reprove, reject, expose it, and not fellowship with it. But David, I pray that you'll just simply
appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Brother Ken?
I was thinking of another verse, Pastor, where someone that comes to your home who is bringing false doctrine or a false Christ.
You mean the Wake and Watchtower magazine?
We are not to bid them Godspeed.
That's right.
So maybe another perspective there. One that I haven't completely studied up on, but I think that that may, in fact, play into it a little bit and guide us in our action and choices.
I do. I believe that. In fact, going back to the origin of Halloween and what it connotes and the witness that it is for the Christian. And I go back, and it sounds like a broken record, Brother Ken, but I go back to the fact that a Christian participating in any form or facet of anything that is called Halloween, it compromises the faith. It contaminates our witness. It conflicts with the Scripture. It contradicts God's Word. And it has a major, major, major confrontation of the for the believer with the works of the devil and that which is demonic. It brings back a thought, Brother Ken, of it being double-minded for a person to say, I'm saved, I want to live a righteous life before the Lord, I want to obey the Scripture, whether I understand it or not, I want to obey it, and then participate in the celebration of the occult, dark world celebration called Halloween. It just does not coincide with biblical truth. I believe Dr. Davis is on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Well, you know, this has been a point of discussion for me down through the years with many those that are connected or supposed to be connected to the family of God, because I've found that there are some churches that will have activities during the same time period as Halloween and as the world is celebrating, and they're calling it Hallelujah Night. And when I ask them a question about why they are participating or why they are carrying on with these activities, they say, well, the world are doing things for their kids. What are we going to do for ours? And how are we going to get them to understand? And my response always is to them, teach them the word.
Amen.
God commanded Moses in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, teach the children, teach your family. And Dr. Youngblood, you know, Christians need to understand, if you're going to live for God, it calls for taking a firm stance. What you just got finished saying about compromise, I think that's crept into the churches, and it's so far out of hand, till I think that the people have been bewitched, just like the Apostle Paul said to the Galatians in chapter 1, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? This is what's going on with the churches on today. I just want to read a little bit here from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. It says, and what? I'm sorry.
You're there?
14. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? The Scripture is plainly telling us, Dr. Youngblood, that we should not even have fellowship with anything connected to the world. What I'm afraid that's happened, the people in the church have their values mixed up as to who they want to follow. So you need to decide today. If you're going to stand for Christ, you need to take a stand for him. If you're going to stand for the devil, well, get on over there on the devil's side. Because, listen, he's sitting back and he's laughing, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
He's looking at the Christian world on today, those connected to God, and he knows that he's got them so confused. So when they celebrate Halloween and all these other things, he's got the right now. They've opened the door for him to come in and possess them with demons and evil spirits and all these other things. So it makes me wonder, the word Halloween, when you look at it, what's hallowed about it? When we look at hallowed, the word hallowed, that means holy, that means consecrated, that means sanctified. What's hallowed about Halloween when all they are doing is glorifying the devil and worshiping all these dead things and all these other things that's connected to the dead.
Absolutely. So, and Dr. Davis, there's a couple of points I want to make and then let you go, and I'm thankful that you've taken time to call. For those you're talking about, Halloween, it is worshiping that evil, wicked, dark spirit. And it goes back to the question that you proposed in passing. With some churches say, well, you know, they're teaching their kids and we need to teach our kids. We need to have something special for them. Well, I use the illustration. Then what are you going to teach your child about the Sodomite flag and celebration of Sodomite month, the LGBTQ Sodomite agenda? What does a Christian teach? Does the Christian say to the child, well, you know, everybody at your school is celebrating. Everybody at your school has the rainbow flag representing the Sodomite agenda. So we're going to just let our kids do that also so there won't be a conflict. We don't do that. That's not what God's Word says. We need to train them and teach them. It says, Joshua 24:15, choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, that's parental authority. As for me and my house, that's Dad taking the lead. We are going to serve the Lord. That ought to be the mindset. But Dr. Davis, it's good to have you with us today. Thank you so much for calling in. God bless you, and keep looking up. Brother Ken, what say you?
And Pastor, you brought it up, and Dr. Davis brought it up, the children. Mm-hmm. And so why do we bring this issue to the public today, to our listeners today? And it's because of the severe punishment that God has assigned to the violation of his worship for this act called idolatry. Mm-hmm. And so no other sins necessarily have God's jealousy attached to violating his principles of worship, participating in some observance of a false god, even though indirect. God said, I am a jealous God, especially in matters of my worship. And God assigns a very severe punishment that involves families. It says here in Exodus 20, verse 5, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. And it's interesting that Halloween is a celebration passed specifically on purpose from parents to children.
Yes, yes.
And there is a severe punishment where God visits this iniquity, this violation of his worship, and his worship alone, to these severe punishments that are the undoing and the ruining of families across the globe.
Absolutely. And Brother Ken, I reckon from a pastor's standpoint, I see what you've just said, but even deeper than that, I see Christians that are falling away from the church. They're falling after every progressive, woke, cultural doctrine and direction, and more submissive to wanting to look like the neighbor, act like the neighbor, and follow what someone says online than following what the pastor says from the pulpit and what the Word of God says that we ought to do. I go back to Colossians 2, verse 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit, after the traditions of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. I believe that's a pretty good statement right there in and of itself. Ladies and gentlemen, the things that I am wanting you to understand today, from a central biblicist worldview, what the Word of God says, I want us to recognize and realize that I think we all agree that Halloween is not just dressing up in some funny costume. Halloween is the participation in a sinful act of worship, a sinful act of worshiping evil, wicked, demonic, supernatural spirits in the unseen world. Now, Brother Ken, many people say, well, you know, I don't see any demons out there. I don't see the devil out there. I can recall Dr. Billy Graham in 1975 when he had written a little book entitled Angels, a little pocket-sized book on angels. One of the things that he admonished people, he said, understand that even when you go to church on Sunday, there's an unseen world there, and it's a demonic spiritual world that's trying to undermine, tear down, and destroy what's being preached from the pulpit and trying to prevent you from adhering to what the Word of God says. If we know that, if we understand that, though we cannot fully fathom it, demons are real. The doctrine of demons are real. And one of the things that we see taking place today is more and more rejection of a real personage called the devil, and more rejection of real entities called demon spirits in the world, of having their will and their way in the hearts. And it's opening the door to Satan and giving way to that evil, wicked, demonic spirit that can lead into different directions. So, Brother Ken, how should Christians respond? What should we do?
Let me say this, Pastor. You mentioned that they don't see the manifestation
yes.
of the demons. But I'd like to say that I see the very strong manifestation of demons. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. When people rise up and say, well, I just don't think I see anything wrong with that.
That's right.
That is unbelief. According to the Bible, unbelief is residing in their heart, rejecting God as their authority, influenced by the powers of the unseen world mm-hmm. to follow and contradict, rebel and reject Jesus Christ as their king, as their head, as their savior. So I see that response as a direct influence of the unseen spiritual word, the powers of darkness, the rulers of darkness that are manifesting themselves by the unbelief that resides in those hearts that rejects and says, well, I don't really see anything too bad with this.
Mm-hmm. It is the surface. It's almost like saying, and I can use a whole broad spectrum, it's like saying, well, I'm just going to take one drink, it's okay. I'm just going to take one puff of the weed, and it's okay. I'm just going to pass out some candy because the trick-or-treaters are celebrating Halloween, and I don't celebrate it, but I'm going to participate anyway. It's like saying, well, I'm going to put a pumpkin on my front yard so that I will look like the neighbors with the pumpkins on their front yard, et cetera, et cetera. It is the participation, and it goes back, Brother Ken, it is the compromise. It is the compromise, and it contaminates our witness in every other fashion. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that I say from the Christian standpoint, how should Christians respond? I always like to quote Ezekiel 33:10, how should we then live? Different context, but it applies to this today. If we're saying do not participate in Halloween in any fashion, do not participate with the ghosts, the goblins in your church, do not participate in the promulgation and the identification with it, what should be done? We need to take a stand for righteousness. We need to say, as again Joshua, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. And perhaps, Brother Ken, there's some that will say, well, you know, just putting on a costume, that's not worship. It's very, very clear. If that is, those are the demonic entities, and you put on the ghost, the goblins costumes, and as I said earlier, according to the statisticians, $13.1 billion will be spent on Halloween, $5.6 million for witches' outfits, $2.7 million for vampire outfits. What are you representing as a Christian if you do that? Go ahead.
Yeah, and I have to say, Pastor, too, this is just one instance mm-hmm. of this violation of God's worship that only He is entitled to. Our society, our culture, particularly in America, is infested with the occult and esoteric roots, whether it's playing cards, Ouija boards, video games, movies, books, and yes. media featuring witchcraft in the adult, astrology. Disney movies are rampant with witchcraft, spiritism, and divination.
That's right.
And there's a number of video games mm-hmm. that they get these Xboxes and PlayStations, and parents, that's really their parent. Mm-hmm. The children are there for hours and hours and hours playing these video games, and they're infested with the occult, demonology, dark rituals, fantasy magic, sorcery, symbolic magic, idols, artifacts that are allowed to happen. And again, it's time that Christians, for sure, and even if you're an unsaved person and you happen to be listening in today, you need to take this serious. Mm-hmm. These spiritual matters that the God who says that you can look up and view the creation and know that there is an eternal, all-powerful God that created this universe.
Amen.
And that we owe Him worship, obedience, and his right to command us and expect obedience.
Absolutely. And Brother Ken, one of the things that I think our listeners may be asking the question, and I like to tie up loose ends in this fashion. One of the things is, we need to take a stand for righteousness. We need to stand against the darkness and the demonic influence in the world today. And we need to, most of all, as the scripture mandates, come out from among them and be ye separate. Simply put, we cannot appease the world and please God at the same time. It's an impossibility to do so. We need to stand for truth by pleasing him. You see, ladies and gentlemen, according to the scripture, we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. It is a demonic battle that's being played out today. And it comes to the crescendo, the apex of that battle, each and every year under what is called Halloween, where there's a worship of demon spirits and the occultism. Brother Ken?
Just in closing, if I could summarize it, yes, after the words of Solomon, closing, yes, Ecclesiastes, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Why? For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
Absolutely. God does not wink at it at all. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. Christians are called to be separate from the pagan demonic practices of occultism, not to simply rebrand it or in some way imitate it, but to avoid it altogether. To participate in Halloween opposes God's word. It opposes God's will. It opposes God's witness in our lives in every shape, form, and fashion. God calls us to live a life of holiness, a life of surrender, a life of submission unto the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And any deviation from that. Now listen, I'm not saying that Christians are perfect, Brother Ken. I'm not saying that we live a perfect life. But I'm saying that when we are enlightened, when we're told, when we're shown, when we are shown evidence that this is wrong, it's a witness against the gospel, it's a witness against Christ, it's a witness against the walk and talk of the Christian. One final word, Ken.
I long for the day that we can begin seeing again, Pastor, where parents and Christians stand up and say, I'm willing to sacrifice this on behalf of my love for Jesus Christ, yes, and my commitment to him. And even if you think it's borderline and it's not as severe as maybe we've explained and proved by the scripture that it is, that it's questionable, it's borderline, and I'm going to give it up on behalf of Jesus Christ for the benefit of myself and my family.
Shunning all appearance of evil, the scripture says.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Trusted Voices with solid teaching and talk.
This is The